It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. The ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah included one very important provision. An international force is supposed to help Lebanon's army provide security in South Lebanon, which Hezbollah has largely controlled up to now. The question is, who'll do that job? The country that was to form the backbone of the expanded peacekeeping force, France, has reduced its commitment. United Nations officials had hoped the French would provide 2,000 troops, but Paris says for now it will send only an extra 200 to back up its present commitment to the UN force there. We're going to go now to reporter Alistair Sanford, who's in Paris. Welcome to the program.
Morning.
That's quite a big turnaround from 2,000 troops down to 200.
Yes, it's certainly difficult to know where exactly this breakdown in communication has come from, because certainly the UN and others have been expecting France to provide the backbone of this force. But gradually this week, we've seen the noises coming out from the senior French military and the politicians that basically they're very reticent to send perhaps thousands of troops when it's unsure exactly as to what they would do. So first of all, we had the defense minister going on television and saying it's not a case of how many troops and when, but what they're going to do and how. And then President Chirac spoke to Kofi Annan yesterday afternoon, and he said also that it's absolutely clear that we must know what the mission's going to be, what the rules of engagement are going to be for these troops, what means that they're going to have at their disposal, and also that other countries take part as well, particularly Muslim countries. So that's why basically we've only seen this small commitment of 200 troops reinforcing the 200 they've already got there.
Are the French also trying to avoid getting stuck in the middle between Israel and Hezbollah?
Yes, I think that's crucial. France certainly has been keen to be at the forefront of the manoeuvres diplomatically. It's taken a leading role up to now, but it would hate to be caught in the middle, as it were, when it's not sure how it would be able to fight back. And the last thing it would want to do is be in a position where it is involved in actually disarming Hezbollah. It's had run-ins with Hezbollah before. The body that really preceded Hezbollah was seen to be responsible for the deaths of 58 French parachutists back in 1983, the same day that the States lost 240 Marines. And also France sees it has a role diplomatically, perhaps, behind the scenes with Iran, for instance. And also it doesn't want to lose that influence if it would seem to be taking sides on the ground.
So what are French officials saying about this really important question? Who is going to go in there and disarm Hezbollah?
As far as the French are concerned, they think that should be something for the Lebanese and the Lebanese army to sort out. It's almost like it's a case of chicken and egg situation, that the French almost seem to want to perhaps a political solution first before then they go in and patrol some sort of buffer zone with the two sides already apart. Whereas perhaps the UN and others are expecting a multinational force to actually have a far more proactive role in actually sorting things out on the ground.
Alistair Sanford is a reporter in Paris. Thanks very much.
Okay, pleasure.